Beginning today's Shir and Siman Reish Ayin Tes, we are up to Sif Aleph, the top line on page Nun Tes, the page following 116. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ner Shed Liku Bo Ba'oso Shabbos, a candle that was lit on that Shabbos, Afal Pisha Kova, even though it has been extinguished, Osir Lataltalo, it is Osir to move it. So a candle that was lit on that Shabbos, even though it went out now, it is usher to be moved, it is muktzah. V'chein moser ha-shemen shebaner shidliku bo ba'oso Shabbos. So too the leftover oil that was in the candle that was lit that Shabbos, usher l'taltlo, it's usher to move it, u'lehistapik mimenu ba'oso Shabbos, and you also cannot take it out and use it on that Shabbos. So the Mechaber tells us, besides the candle itself, also the leftover oil after the candle gets extinguished will be muktzah, can't be moved, and also will be usher to use it. I'm going to read the Mechaber and Sif Beis as well, and then we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah with Sif Aleph and Sif Beis together. Ner zeh sha'amarnu sha'asur l'taltalo, this ner that we just mentioned in Sif Aleph, that it is usher to move it, afilu l'tzorech gufo u'l'tzorech mekomo usher. It is forbidden to be moved even if you need it for itself, for a permitted use, or if you need the place where it is. Either way, it is still usher. V'yesh mi shehiter, and there are those who are matir, if it's l'tzorech gufo u'l'tzorech mekomo, v'lo niru dvarov. But it does not appear that they are correct, and the Mechaber comes out that the ikur is that tzorech gufo and tzorech mekomo are aser. The Rama writes, V'yesh omrim demishu istinis, one who is very sensitive, one who is finicky, v'haner mo'es alav, and the candle is disgusting to him, mutter lo tzio, he would be allowed to move out the candle from the room that he is in. Tahave lididei ke graf shel rei, because to him it's like a graf shel rei, which is like something, some kind of bowl where they have excrement, and that would be disgusting to him, and that is permissible to be moved. The Rama ends off on page 118 on the top, v'hamachmir lo hifsid, one who is machmir does not lose out. Let's begin now the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. We said again in the Mechaber in Sif Aleph that a candle that went out after it was lit that Shabbos and then it went out, it is usher to be moved. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hainu afilu lo nishar bo shemen klal." Even if the oil candle burnt out all the oil and there's no oil left, all you have left is the candle that was holding the oil, even that is usher to be moved. The reason is, since when Shabbos came in during twilight, it was usher to be moved. Since the candle and the oil and the wick were all considered a basis, a base for the flame, shudaver ha'aser betotal, which is something that is aser to be moved, umigo deiskatzoy lebein hashmashos, once it was muktzah during the whole zman of bein hashmashos, iskatzoy lekuliyoma, it is muktzah for the whole day of Shabbos, v'zeu anikra b'gemara muktzah machmas iser, and this is what the Gemara refers to as muktzah machmas iser, the Kaimalon Bey Li Isura that we hold, it is usher to be moved. So again, the Mechaber tells us that even though when the candle gets finished off, there's no more oil in it and the fire goes out, you can't move the candle, because since during Ben Hashmashos you couldn't move it because the candle, the oil, and the wick was all considered a basis to the flame, which is a davar ha'aser betiltel. Therefore, we say since it was muktzah for Ben Hashmashos, it's muktzah for the whole day of Shabbos. Now, why exactly the Shalheves is considered something that's aser betotal, that we're going to see a very important note, but we're going to see that later in Mitzvah Shem at the end of the Shir. But we'll just take right now for granted that which the Mishnah Berurah tells us, that the Shalheves is Dover aser betotal, and every other part of the candle will be a basis to that. And since it was aser during Ben Hashmashos when the candle was lit, even once the candle gets extinguished, all these things remain muktzah as a basis. The Mishnah Berurah continues in the second wide line, Im yesh emas enu yehudi olav ayidei haner, if there is some fear of a goy that you have because of the candle, kimo shehaya bizman ha'amoroyim, like we had in the olden days, in the times of the amoroyim, shehoysa uma acha shehoyu makpidim biyom chagom al Yisrael, shemadlikin ner ba'oso hayom, like there was a certain nation that was makpid on their holidays, that the Yisraelim should not light candles on that day, v'chol ki agavno, or any other similar case in which we have a fear of the goyim by having a candle, so mutter l'tatlo l'acha shekava, in that case, one would be allowed to move the candle after it was extinguished. This is from the Shulta Giborim, the Chen Hiskin Besever Tosef HaShabbos. Udulo Kemogen Avram, not like the Mogen Avram, who says it has to be Pekuach Nefesh Mamish. Umiprim Megadam Mashmash, Im Yorei Sheyakeyu, O Shar Hefsid Mammon, if you're worried he's going to hit you, or any kind of loss of money, Lukuyal Mashari. So the Prim Megadam says that according to everyone, it will be mutter to move it. Sifkatan Beis, Mosar Hashemen Shavaner, the leftover oil and the candle we said in the Mechaber, besides the candle itself, which is usher to be moved because it is Muktzah, so too the leftover oil in the candle is also Muktzah. Says the Mishabura, Vuhu Adin Mosar Haner Ha'asui Mechela Vishava, Shedliku Bo Ba'oso Shabbos Vekava. Not only the case of the Mechaber, which is talking about an oil candle, but so too a wax candle that was lit on that Shabbos, and then it went out, the candle itself becomes Aser, and it is Muktzah, and it can't be moved. And therefore, we said in the Mechaber that the oil candle is Aser to be moved, and also to use the oil on that Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sivkaton Gimel, the Hoil v'huktzah b'tchilas k'nisas ha-Shabbos, since the oil was muktzah from the beginning of Shabbos. The hainu shebebein hashmashos kishahaya dolik. That means to say that during twilight, when the candle was lit, haya aser lehistapik mimeno, you were not allowed to make use of the oil. The mistapik mishemen shebaner chay mishu mechabe. To take out oil from the candle while it is still burning is an iser of mechabe, of extinguishing, like we learned earlier in Siman Reis Samachay. So memela iskatzoy lekuliyoma. So it becomes muktzah for the whole day. Shalolu histapik menu af achas shakava. Therefore, it becomes usher to make use and take out the oil even after the candle goes out. So since it was usher when the candle was lit to take out the oil because of kibui, it's usher to take out the oil even after the candle gets extinguished. V'kevan sha'usher lihanos imenu kol yom hashabbos. And since it's usher to get benefit from that oil the whole day of Shabbos, memela usher gam kein l'taltalo. So memela it's usher to move it as well. The einu rei l'klum, it's not fit for any use. Umilvadze, and even besides this, bitiltol gufa huktza b'bein hashmashos. Even just to move its stam, it was muktza from b'bein hashmashos. Shenase hakol basas l'shalheves. Like we said before, because everything in the candle, the oil, the wick, all was a basis to the shalheves, like we said earlier in Sivkatan Aleph. So I want to see a couple of things over here. First of all, in the Sharetzion Oz Dalud, is going on the Mishabura that told us that the same din applies by a nair that's made from chelev. And shava, a wax candle also, we said once it goes out, becomes usher to move. So Sharetzion writes, the imlohid lika ba'oso Shabbos, right? The Mishabura says, dafka wax candle shed liku ba'oso Shabbos, that's going to be muktzah. So Sharetzion points out, the imlohid liku ba'oso Shabbos, if it was not lit that Shabbos, it's just a regular wax candle, so mikri kli shemalachto le'isser, then it would be labeled as a kli shemalachto le'isser, umutter le'talto le'tzara gufa umakomo, and it would be allowed to be moved for a tzara gufa, a tzara makomo, like we'll see later in Shin Ches. There are those that argue, but here the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that a regular candle that was not lit is a kli shemalato l'isser. There is a tzad to say that it's not even a kli, but the Mishabura is telling us that dafka, if it was lit, that's when it's going to have the chumras that we're discussing over here in the beginning of Sif Beis, that even the tzara gufa, tzara makomo is going to be usser, but if it was not lit on that Shabbos, so then it would be mutter as a kli shemalato l'isser, l'tzara gufa u'l'tzara makomo. Another point that I want to point out is in the back of the Sefer, on page 17, note number 4, on that which the Mishabura said in Sifkatan Aleph, that the candle was considered a basis to the flame, that's muktzah machmas iser, which we hold as aser. So he writes in note number 4, v'chein l'gabe matag chashmal, so too by a switch of electricity, a light switch, shebebein hashmashos haya aser lahorido o lahaloso, that during bein hashmashos it was aser to turn it on or turn it off, to raise it or lower it, v'pnei shebekach haya madlik o mechabe, because by lifting it up and putting it down, you're either turning on the light or turning off the light. So it was aser when Shabbos started. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, even if the electricity then goes off, it would still be usher to lower the switch or to raise the switch, mishum shu muktza, because that switch is now muktza. Shehov iskatzoy lebein hashmashos machmas iser melacha iskatzoy lechal yom. Since it was usher to lift the switch up or down, depending on the status of what the light was. If the light was on, you can't turn it down. If the light was off, you can't turn it on during Bein Hashmashos. Even if it becomes no longer Nogeya, because now there's a blackout and it's not working at all, it's still considered usher to move it. That would be Migu du Iskatsoy le Bein Hashmashos, Iskatsoy le Kol Hayom. Now we're going to begin note number 1. Note number 1 has a lengthy discussion about what we discussed before. Why is it that the Shalheves is a Davar Ha'aser B'Tiltol? We said that the candle, the wick, and the oil is all a basis to the Shalheves. Why is the Shalheves Aser? So it's note number 1. It begins across from page Nuntes, one line, and then continues on page 17 in the back. Ubetam iser tiltula shelheves kasav achazanish. The reason why moving the shelheves, the flame of the candle, is aser, the chazanish explains, shekol ocha shelheves doleka, so long that the flame is lit, ein haderach letaltel es haner. It's not the normal way to be moving that candle. Michshash pentichve, because you're worried it might get extinguished. Also, it's not made to be moved. A candle of flame is normally used in its place. And something that's not made to be moved at all, that's considered mukta, even if you're getting benefit from it on Shabbos. That's the Chazon Ish. The Hiksha Agona Shlom Zalman Arbach Advar of Shlom Zalman asked on the Chazon Ish, Shalafize, according to this, Ner Ha Nimtza Besoch Ashashis, a candle that would be inside a glass encasement, She'en Chashe Yichbe Betiltulo, and there you're less concerned that it will get extinguished if you carry it, because it's not going to be subject to the winds. Lo Yichoshev Mukza, Im Yiyah Bedaitu Lalach Hasimo B'Shabbos, it wouldn't be considered Mukza, according to this logic, if you had in mind to walk with it on Shabbos. We never find such a thing that it's not mukta to move a candle that's lit on Shabbos. The Ode Heir, and furthermore, Shlomo points out, it's not true what the Chazon Ish says, that people don't usually carry a candle. Many times we see a person takes a candle that's lit and moves it from place to place. A person wants to bring light to a place where it's dark. Certainly, if he has no longer use where it is now, he wants to move it somewhere else. That is done. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman is not happy with this logic of the Chazon Ish of why the Shelheves is considered Davar Ha'aser. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman writes, Shelheves Nechsheves Mukta Mishum She'ena Kli. He says the reason why a flame is considered Mukta is because it doesn't have a din Kli. The Chain Beer, the Igros Moshe, of Moshe is the same thing. It's not a Kli, and therefore it's Mukta. We also can't consider the flame as part of a kli, even though it's being used together with the candle. You can't join it together and say it's part of a kli, since the flame is judged on its own, both because it's so important, also a flame constantly renews itself. Let's skip to the next paragraph. Now they extend this to other electrical appliances. Umachshirim chashmaliim, electrical appliances sheyesh bahem chut lahat, that has like a filament, shemislabin umischamin, it gets white, it gets hot. Kigon tanur chimum, like an oven for heat. Uplata chashmalis, an electric hot plate. Usmicha chashmalis, an electric blanket. Rav Moshe writes, She'enim nechshovim mukta machmas achut halohet. It's not considered mukta just because of electricity. Mipnei shechutze nechshav kekli. In this case, it is considered a kli. She'shimusha hu lehislait. Its use is to get heated up. Mashenkein shelheves shel ner, which is not the case of a flame of a candle. She'en a kli, which is not a kli at all. And as Shlomo Zalman explains, she'bekelim elu ein shelheves haomedes benifah min haner v'apsila. Here we don't have the flame standing separately from the candle and the wick. Ela hachut bilvad hu shemislait, the af halad shebo einam mischalef umischadesh ela kavua tamid. It's totally different than a candle. By a candle, we said the fire is viewed as its own thing. It's mischadesh all the time. It has its own chashivas. But over here, it's really just considered part of a kli. It's just a part of the kli at large is the electricity. The af halad shebo einam mischalef umischadesh ela kavua tamid. It's always set. And therefore, all these electrical appliances, even if they work through electricity, it's not like a flame. That's not a kli. These are a kli. And he adds on, he says, it could be that you'd be allowed to move them even lefi the svar of the Chazon Ish. Because again, the Chazon Ish said the concern is you don't usually move a fire because it might get extinguished. But if it's an electric blanket, you're not moving it because it's going to get extinguished. And therefore, it could be even according to the Chazon Ish, you'd be allowed to move it. The af ein makbidin alem shelo tatlam mokom mokom. Most of the people are not makbid not to move them. Therefore, it could be even okay lefi the Chazon Ish. Me'idach. Skip to the next paragraph. We'll read a little bit more. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv says, as we see, the Isser of moving a flame is not fully clarified. And therefore we have to be machbir, and we have to view these electrical appliances like a flame. And the mele va'asu l'tatla mishum mukza. Therefore, it would be usher to move them as mukza. The chen das are going to this in Kirelet. Shekosav sheyatochin she'af machshiri chashmal she'em b'am chuta mislahit. Even electrical appliances that don't have a filament, kigo ma'averer, like a fan, nechshavim mukza kishal heves. He says it could be that they are considered mukza like a flame. Machma shemuchrochem heim lios mechubarim lezerem ha'chashmal, because they have to be connected to electricity. V'tzoltula mukval, and therefore they're limited in where they can be carried. Memela v'domim heimle shal hevesh she'ein asri le'taltul, and therefore it's like the svar of the Chazon Ish, that the flame is not made to be moved, these also can't be moved. K'mavur b'Chazon Ish. Achein l'gabi machshirim chashmaliyam ha'mufalim al-yidei solula, but other electrical appliances that are working with batteries, like a watch, kigon she'on v'kadomeh, so from this in Kirel it says, she'ein ha'mukta, those are not mukta, keivan she'ein zerem ha'chashmal meschaber l'machshem v'chut, it's not plugged in, it's not attached anywhere else, ela ha'machshev ha'solulos b'kliachet, it's all put together in one kli, v'lachein nechshavim heim kekli echor umutu l'taltalam, therefore it's considered like one kli, and you're allowed to move it. So we see here a major machlokas in the poskim. Number one, why is a shalheves considered a thing that is mukzo, which makes the wick and the oil and the candle into a basis l'davar ha'aser? And based on those svaras, we could try to figure out, and there's a big machlokas poskim, like you see over here, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe on the one hand, and Rav Yoshev and Rav Nissen Kiros on the other hand, how that extends to electrical appliances, if they will have the same status, the same chumers of mukta that can't be moved, l'tzar gufo, l'tzar makomo, or maybe not, maybe they're different than Ishal Heves. Let's go back now to the Mechaber in Siv Beis. The Mechaber in Siv Beis, which we read already, tells us that this candle that we said is already a basis, the davar ha'aser for the shalheves, is not only aser to be moved, but even the tzara gufo, the tzara makomo, it's aser to be moved. Says the Mishabura Sivkot and Dalin, afilu l'tzarech, v'lo domi l'shar kli shemlachtu l'iser d'mutu l'tatu l'tzara gufo u'makomo. This is not like other cases where you have a kli shemlachtu l'iser, as we'll see in Hochos Mukta, that you're allowed to move them l'tzara gufo, l'tzara makomo. K'mo d'isa b'simen shinchesiv gimol, d'hocha keivan d'b'bein ha'shmosho saya aser l'tatu lo af l'tzara gufo u'makomo. Since in this case, during b'bein ha'shmosho, during twilight, it was aser to move it even l'tzara gufo u'makomo. Because it was a base for the flame, which couldn't be moved. So, since it was set aside during Ben Hashmashos, totally, so it's pushed aside for the whole day as well, totally. And it's usher, even there's no difference whether you're talking about the candle that has the oil in it, or it's the candelabra, which is housing the neros. The gamu nasa buses la neros, because they also become a buses to the neros, and it's all usher to be moved, whether it's tzarkufo, tzarmakomo, or for any reason. Says the Mishabur and Sivkotan, hey, this is going on the Ramah. The Ramah told us that there are those who say that one who's an istinus and the ner is mius to him, he's allowed to move it away like a graf shel rei. The habachu magen avram pasku da af mishainu istinus. These achronim say that even one who is not very finicky, im hu omer shemo salavav, he says this particular Nair is disgusting to me. Shari lasalko me ala shulchan, he's allowed to remove it from the table. Umashma babach du loakilu el benair shalcheres. The mashmos of the bach is they were only lenient by a candle that was made out of pottery. Shahum moas bavada, that's for sure disgusting. Like we'll see later in Sivav. Vuadin shall eat, and so too if the candle is made of wood. Aval shalmatechas, but if the candle was made of metal, lo moas, there it's not disgusting. Ubederachachayim mashma di yeshlachme be'enu istinis. The derachachayim is mashma, not like those achronim. He's mashma that you should be machmir if the person is not an istinus, so gadas hago, like the mashmos of the Ramah, you need two things. One is he's in general an istinus, and number two, that it's mius on him right now. Sivkoton vav moyesalov, hainu she'enu yochal lizbo she'munach etzlo. He can't bear having this candle next to him. La'achar shekava, after it got extinguished, olomachar bayom. Or the next day, on Shabbos day, he's disgusted by having it there, he would be allowed the hotzios of Kotan Zayin. Hainu kishumunach b'mekom yeshivaso shari lehotzio misham. That means to say that if it is the candle is right where he wants to sit, it's right next to him, then he's allowed to take it away. Alemunach b'mokom achir, but if it's placed somewhere else, gamma ha'istanis osu l'taltalo b'mokom l'mokom l'kuyama. Then even the istanis will be forbidden to move it from place to place according to everyone. Sifkatun Ches is going on the last thing the Ramah told us, V'hamachmir lohisid, one who is stringent is not going to lose. Sakta Mishavura really means to say, Tzarech lomar v'hamachmir yachmir, one who wants to be machmir can be machmir, v'hamekir lohisid, and one who wants to be lenient so he doesn't lose out. Let's see one bir halacha before we end the shir, and that is back on page Nun Test, the bottom bir halacha, afilu tzar gufo. It's going on the Mechaber in Siv Beis that said that this candle that was a basis, l'davar ha'asr, when Shabbos came in, is for the flame, is asr to move l'tzar gufo or l'tzar mekomo. So says the bir halacha, I am b'mishabura b'mashe kasati de'ein chiluk. Look what I wrote in the mishabura, that there is no chiluk. This is the end of Siv Katan Dalet, where the mishabura wrote, there's no chiluk between the ner that's housing the oil or the menorah that houses the neros. Either way, they're all considered a basis. Says the Bir Halacha, V'afilu das ha-sefer ha-tshuma ha-muva b'simen shintesiv dalid. And even according to the shita of the sefer ha-tshuma, le'inyan maniach even al-pi ha-chavis, he has a famous shita of a rock that was placed on a barrel. The svirulei, the sefer ha-tshuma holds, the basis lo-havei. Normally we say you put muktzah on something before Shabbos to be housed there, so the thing it is placed upon becomes a basis of davar asr and becomes muktzah, the same status as the thing that was placed on it. But the Sefer HaTshuma says that if you put an Evan al Piyah Chavis, it's not a Basis. Elu im kein daito shi ishar kein kol haShabbos. Unless you had in mind when you put the rock on there that it should say that the entire Shabbos is not a Basis. V'hochan in our case, when you had the Shalheves, halo haner omed lihikavos, the Shalheves is omed to go out, and there doesn't last the whole Shabbos, it's bound to go out. Im kein halo lonasis haminora klal Basis laner. If so, the menorah should not become a Basis to the ner. So says the Ralocha, Mikomakom Hoch Adifa. But really here it's more machmir. Even though we see from the Sefer HaTshuma that if you don't have a mind for it to be there the whole Shabbos, it's not a basis, and here you don't have a mind for it to be there the whole Shabbos, because you know the candle's going to go out, still it's more machmir over here, and it is a basis. Why? Tehu Ayri Bedaito L'Salai Ka'isrim Yala Basis B'Shabbos. The Sefer HaTshuma is talking about a case where in his mind it was to remove the muktzah from the basis on Shabbos. U'lekach lo nisbatu ha-basis l'gabei. And therefore the basis is not bottled the muktzah because you never plan on having the muktzah there the whole Shabbos. Ma she'en kein bazeh, which is not the case over here by the Shalheves, she'en daito klal l'salek, afilo ha'idein ha-yehudi ha-ner menorah ad she'yichbe. You never had in mind to remove this candle from the menorah until it got extinguished, even using a non-Jew. Mimela nasa menorah basis laner mitchilas ha-shabbos. So the mela, the menorah, becomes a basis to the ner for the beginning of Shabbos. In the case of the Sefer HaTshuma, you planned on moving it off, and therefore you could have moved it off during Ben HaShemashos, but here, you clearly had in mind to leave it on throughout the beginning of Shabbos. Umigu diskatzoi, and once it's muktzah in the beginning of Shabbos, it's muktzah the rest of Shabbos. Kein kosa b'sefer tosefer Shabbos, udlo ketaz. Gam b'prim yegodin mishpitz ha-zov, shin tes ekotin alef pikbe kenegdo, he also takes issue with the Sefer HaTshuma, and he says, mishum d'lo domi laniach even al pi ha-chavis. Our case, again, for a different reason, is not similar to the case of the stone that's placed on the chavis. D'sham l'da sefer HaTshuma d'lo nase basis. It's different than the case over there where the Sefer HaTshuma says it's not considered a basis. Because if he would have wanted, he could have shaken it off during Ben HaShemashos itself, and it didn't become muktzah at all. Which is not the case by a ner, it's not shayach that at all. The tzarech lo balayla, you need the ner at night. The ner b'Shabbos chova, you lit the Shabbos candles, because you need Shabbos candles, and therefore you don't have the option of just removing it during Ben HaShemashos. And therefore that's another svara to be mechalek, that over there you could have removed it even during Ben HaShemashos, but over here because of Shabbos candles that you need to have lit to give you light during your Suda, so you couldn't have removed it, and therefore migo deskatzoi Ben HaShemashos. And then the Bir Halacha says, v'chol zehu tzrachnu afilu l'inyan ner shel shava v'chelev. This is all needed even for a wax candle. Aval b'ner shel shemen, but if it was a candle that was with oil, b'vada iskatzoi haner l'hashemen b'bein hashmash l'kuyama. Then for sure the ner became muktzah and a basis to the oil during Ben HaShemashos according to everyone. To ha'lo shayach bo klal niyaraz. Because there it's not even shayach to shake it off during Ben HaShemashos. To ha'osir l'naro mishum kibui. Because there you have bigger problems. You can't shake it off because of kibui. But we'd be mechadish that besides the fact that when it comes to a ner of shemen, that you can't shake it off during Ben HaShemashos, because that would be a problem of kibui. You can never do near when there's oil in there. That's obvious. The chiddush over here is even a wax candle that many say there's no problem of being menayrit because of kibui, and it's not going to be a psik resha. Even there, it's going to be aser because lemaisa you need it for Shabbos candles, and therefore you can't shake it off. And therefore, there is no comparison to the case of the Sefer Shumer where you put a rock on top of a barrel, not planning on keeping it the whole Shabbos. In which case, you're allowed to shake it off even during Ben Hashmoshos. And therefore, the cases are not similar for that reason, and the reason that we saw earlier that you have to leave it there because it's going to be remain in the menorah ad sheyichbe. That's not like the case of the rock that you didn't have any set time that it was that you were committed to leaving it on the barrel. We'll stop here and we'll continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siv Gimel.